AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Catherine Connolly's inauguration takes place today in Dublin Castle. She will be Ireland's 10th president and the third woman to serve in that role, following her victory over Heather Humphreys in October. Now, joining us live from Dublin Castle is Sean Defoe, News Talk's political correspondent and host of the Let Me Explain podcast. Good morning, Sean.
Morning, Pat, from a very busy press centre here in Dublin Castle.
Okay, it's going to be a busy morning. The whole ceremony, though, I heard you say earlier, take about 2 hours.
Yeah, in around that, perhaps a little bit longer. Quite a bit to get through when it comes to the actual ceremony itself. Obviously, Catherine Connolly and her husband, they're going to be driven over from Farmlea. Her son's ahead of her, and you've got sort of ministers and dignitaries and some invited guests arriving here now over the next sort of half an hour to get ready and get in place. Once she is, there's quite a few prayers and blessings to get through. 11 different communities of different faith, I suppose, have been invited here, and they'll all have a little bit to say, and then we get into the actual formalities of it. The Chief Justice, Donal O'Donnell, he's going to be giving that oath of office, Os Gaeilge, to Catherine Connolly in St. Patrick's Hall. She'll read it through. There's a bit of ceremony with some of the army band playing, different flags being raised above the castle here, and also above Áras an Uachtaráin, the presidential standard will be raised to confirm we have a president again, because of course at the moment we're presidentless for 12 hours after Michael D. Higgins' term in office ended at midnight last night. And then you'll have speeches from the Taoiseach and from Catherine Connolly. She will have an inspection of the guard here in the courtyard of Dublin Castle, and then there will be the drive, that sort of ceremonial drive back to Áras an Uachtaráin, where she'll take up residence for the next 7 years.
Now, have you had any sneak previews of what's going to be said, either by the main political parties, in other words, the Taoiseach or Catherine Connolly herself, or indeed the prayers that are going to be, I suppose, read by the various denominations?
No, not yet. And look, some of them are going to be quite interesting. Obviously, you have the different denominations, and some of them will be as you would expect. But, you know, for example, it will be interesting to see what the representative for the Jewish community in Ireland has to say, given Catherine Connolly's criticism of Israel over the last couple of years. And it will just be interesting to see, is that a message of reconciliation, potentially a sign that, as a lot of people in Ireland have said, they might have an issue with what's happened in Palestine, but that's not anything aimed at the Jewish faith, for example, even though Israel has been quite critical of Ireland and of how it treats, or how it views how it treats Jews in Ireland. You're also going to have a statement from the Islamic community here too, and given what's gone on in the last kind of week or two, that should be interesting as well. When it comes to the Taoiseach, you would imagine it'll be relatively straightforward. She has won the election. He's going to get behind her, work closely with her for however long he's in office. And of course, open question marks over that in the last while. And then for Catherine Connolly, like, this is really the chance. She's had a couple of weeks now post-election to think about what her presidency will be. What are the themes of it going to be? And I do wonder, is any of that going to be influenced by the parties who back her? Because a lot of the left-wing parties all have their own agendas. Sinn Féin would want to see a president that's very pro-United Ireland, for example. But I get the sense Catherine Connolly is very much her own woman. This is going to be her presidency, her moment, rather than any one individual group who supported her. So it'll be interesting to see how she, or what themes she picks.
Now, there'll be no one from the DUP there today, and there will be not the leader of the Alliance Party, but a representative, because today is Armistice Day at 5:45 on the morning of 11th of November 1918. The armistice was signed in a place in Picardy in France called Compiègne. So DUP leader is going to be at Armistice Day ceremonies, I suppose. And also, if there was a suspicion that Catherine Connolly might be saying something about United Ireland, they don't necessarily want camera four swinging to the face of the DUP leader when that is said.
No, and as far as I understand it, there's no DUP representative at all going to be here. I think a lot of them are attending those armistice events, so they have sort of that ready-made excuse. It would be perhaps something that's uncomfortable. But in fairness to Emma Little-Pengelly, I mean, I was at a British-Irish Council ministerial council with her very recently, where she shared the stage with the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach, and the open question was about a united Ireland with Michelle O'Neill there as well. Sorry, it's an announcement being made. That's why it's suddenly gone quiet here. I think things are getting underway. So she hasn't exactly bowed away from that in the past, but has obviously made the choice that rather than be in, you know, what she would view as a foreign country, she is going to be at Armistice events.
Okay, finally, Sean, any sign of Claire Daly, Mick Wallace, and indeed Claire's sister who organised the trip, the scandalous trip, as was referred to in the campaign, to Syria?
Well, we've all been corralled down into, for better words, a fancy dungeon here in Dublin Castle. So I haven't been able to see or get a glimpse at everybody who's arriving. And we haven't got any sort of leaked or any press released sense of who the special guests that Catherine Connolly are inviting will be. And that's something that people are going to be scanning the hall for. With eagle eyes to see, are the likes of Claire Daly and Mick Wallace here, or who it is that she has chosen? And you go back to previous inaugurations. I think didn't Mary McAleese fill the courtyard with school children, for example, and wanted sort of that as her first message. So they all do put a mark on this ceremony in their own way. And what Catherine Connolly does is still a bit of a secret, but we'll find out in the coming hours. Pat.
Very good. Sean Defoe, thank you very much for joining us from Dublin Castle.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.